a truly a terrible story coming out of China. Thousands of children, villagers, workers have been found to be suffering from toxic levels of lead exposure. It's mostly coming from battery factories and metal smelters. In many instances, it appears that local governments have tried to cover up the problem. Joining us now, Sharon Lafreniere. She's a correspondent at the Beijing Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times. Sharon, this problem, when I say thousands of children, villagers, and workers, how widespread is this problem? How many villages are affected?
Well, this lead poisoning, mass lead poisoning incidents have occurred in, nine out of China's maybe 31 mainland provinces just in the last 2.5 years, so pretty widespread.
And
there's very few studies. There's one 2006 study that estimated that 30% of Chinese children suffer from elevated lead levels. So that's really huge. If that's true, that's compared to less than 1% of American children.
Lead poisoning in children especially is dangerous because it harms the development of their brains. There's this really heart-wrenching quote in your piece in which you quote a parent saying, you know, the reason we poisoned ourselves and worked so hard at this factory was to give our children a better life, and now it turns out my daughter has toxic levels of lead poisoning in her system, and this is something that thousands of parents are grappling with.
Yeah, well, the kind of credo here is that you sacrifice everything for your children when they're young, and then they take care of you when you're older. And so I think some workers did realize that there was a health risk. I mean, how could you not know there was a health risk if every year you're being sent to hospitals for intravenous treatment that's designed to lower your blood level? But I don't think the workers realized the severity of the risk, and they absolutely had no idea, it seems, that their children would be affected. That hit them like a bolt of lightning.
Well, we're speaking with Sharon Lafreniere with the Beijing Bureau of our partner, the New York Times. Sharon, what evidence do we have that this was covered up by governments and that they weren't treating these workers?
I don't think at the central government level that there's evidence of cover up. It's more that the government is not confronting the problem head on, ordering a nationwide survey to see how extensive it is, and taking assertive enough action at the local levels. I think you do see instances of where the governments try to limit the revelations of the scope and the severity. And Human Rights Watch just today put out a big report in which they documented arbitrary limits on testing. For instance, you can only get your child tested if you're within 1 kilometer of the main factory smokestack, but the parents of kids who live outside that radius find that their kids are also suffering from elevated lead levels.
We're talking about the story of toxic levels of lead poisoning in thousands of children and people in China. Sharon Lafreniere is a correspondent at the Beijing Bureau for our partner, the New York Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.